Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Donald Trump spoke at a military and national security event in Virginia this morning. He talked about cybersecurity and military readiness, but he did not talk about the big story from this weekend. That's the New York Times story published Saturday night, which found that in 1995, Donald Trump declared $916 million in losses on his income tax returns, which means that he could have avoided paying federal income tax for up to 18 years. David K. Johnston says there's even more to the story, that Trump may have made more than $80 million in the same deals that allowed him to claim all of those losses. Johnston is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter. He teaches tax law at Syracuse University, and his most recent book is The Making of Donald Trump. He joins us via Skype. David K. Johnston, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Well, first of all, let's just go through a couple of the points made in the New York Times piece from this weekend. What do we know about what made up the $916 million in losses that Donald Trump seems to have declared in 1995?
Well, my former colleagues at the New York Times did an incredible job with this story, but they didn't explain to you the why, and I can do that. There are little clues buried in the 3 one-page tax summaries, and what they make clear is that Donald had ordinary losses, not capital losses as an investor, but ordinary losses from running his business. And the numbers are consistent with what happened during the collapse and reorganization he went through in 1990, which I covered at the time. So then the issue becomes understanding how he was able to use these losses, because they grew from mismanagement of his businesses and losing money in the businesses and the failure of the Trump shuttle. But they also grew from banks writing down loans. You remember Mr. Trump on the campaign trail has said, I borrowed money knowing I wouldn't have to pay it back, which suggests that he borrowed the money never intending to pay it back.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let me ask you, and again, the U.S. tax code is incredibly complicated. So, I'm curious, these are losses that were incurred by Trump's businesses, which would have showed up on the tax returns filed by his businesses. How do they pass through to him as an individual?
Because Donald's businesses were all what are called pass-through entities. So Donald has these losses in his businesses. At the moment, he has over 500 of them, and they pass through to his personal tax return. Now, the problem that he faced is that when the banks lowered his loans, that is, they said, you can pay us back less money than we owe, that's normally taxable income, as a lot of people with home mortgages and student loans they can't pay off have been discovering in recent years. So how did Trump get around this to live tax-free? Well, this is what the New York Times didn't explain. He made use of Section 108 of the Internal Revenue Code, which has a special rule for real estate. And what he did was forego the right in the future to depreciate the other buildings that he owed up to the amount of the forgiven debt and other losses in return for having no immediate tax bill. Then in 1995, he created a publicly traded company with stock, Trump Casino Hotels and Casino Resorts. And they took over the buildings that Trump had agreed not to depreciate the value of them in the future, which made them a lot less valuable. The company then did very poorly. It lost over $1 billion in the 13 years Trump was chairman, and it lost money every year he was there. But Trump got himself paid over $82 million during those years, so he did very well.
So, David, let me just reiterate, because in real estate, it's popularly believed that depreciation is where, you know, some of those great tax advantages come from having the real estate. But he said, according to you, that Donald Trump's agreed to not have all these vast holdings be able to be depreciated, then put those into a publicly traded company so that the shareholders of that company would then not enjoy the benefits of that depreciation. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And by doing this, he succeeded in not owing tax on the loans that were forgiven against his various properties by the bankers. So this was a multi-step process over a period of 5 years in which, in essence, Trump came out as well as he possibly could, didn't have to pay back the loans, didn't have to pay taxes, transferred the tax obligation to these buildings, which he then put into the publicly traded company that performed very badly, while he was paid $82 million as the company failed.
So
pretty good move.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, what does that say about Trump as a businessman or his accountants? I mean, it sounds like a good deal.
Well, one of the major points I make in my book, The Making of Donald Trump, is that Trump is not the business success he presents himself to the world as. And I show how he mishandled the gambling business, he mishandled individual gamblers. He, when asked under oath about a basic financial concept that my graduate business and law students could answer at the snap of a finger, his answer was gibberish, just like his answer in the presidential debate when he was asked by Hugh Hewitt about the nuclear triad, and he clearly had no idea what the nuclear triad was. Trump is a salesman, and he does a particular kind of deal over and over and over again. And the deal is, I get guaranteed money, and I get money up front, and I don't invest any money, and you take the risk.
Mm-hmm. Everything that you've just said is legal. It's aspects of the tax code that are there to be exploited for people with the means to do so.
The real scandal about our tax system is indeed that it has special favors for people in real estate, private equity, hedge funds, movie stars, executives, various other folks that in many cases let them pay little or no tax legally. That's the reason that my next project, the one I set aside to write this book about Trump, is that I'm literally drafting an entirely new federal tax code for the 21st century economy.
Now, David, you've also done your own deep independent reporting about Trump's tax returns even in earlier years. You found that, in the 70s, he also did not pay taxes, and also in the 80s, and you found this through court records?
Well, court records and New Jersey Casino Control Commission records. The last year that we actually know Trump paid taxes was 1977, and we know he didn't pay income taxes in 78, 79, 84, 91, and 94. And we also know in the last several years he's reported an income of less than $500,000 because of a special New York State tax benefit that he got.
And that tax benefit comes automatically, right?
A computer looks at your tax return, and if the last line on the front page of your tax return, known as adjusted gross income, is less than $500,000, the computer then cuts you a check for about $300. And Trump got this year after year, and he's tried to offer a sort of cockamamie explanation that makes no sense whatsoever. We also know one other important issue that I dug up earlier this year. There are badges of fraud on his 1984 tax return. Trump filed something called a Schedule C. That's what you do when you have a side business. That's what I do with my writing and lecturing business. And on it, for 1984, he reported zero income and over $600,000 of expenses. And I know you'll be shocked to hear that the auditor spotted this and said, please justify the expenses. He couldn't do so, but he appealed anyway. So there were two tax trials, the city of New York and the state of New York. In one of these trials, the judge showed the tax return to Donald Trump's longtime tax preparer, the man who prepared the returns the New York Times got a hold of, Jack Mitnick. And Mitnick testified, that's my signature, but I didn't prepare that tax return. That's a pretty strong indication of fraud. And given that we know Donald Trump participated in a sales tax fraud, where Mayor Ed Koch said he should have served 15 days in jail for it, I think we should treat with suspicion Donald Trump's returns if he won't show them to us, and wonder whether he played strictly by the rules or he bent them or even broke them to benefit himself.
Hmm. Well, David K. Johnston is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter and author of The Making of Donald Trump. We'll link to his latest article about Trump and his taxes from The Daily Beast. We'll link to that at hereandnow.org. David K. Johnston, thank you so very much.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.